What's going on, everyone? Welcome to yet another episode of the Backyard Bullpen Podcast. And this week we have a very exciting one. We have actually the top college prospect for the 2025 MLB draft, according to MLB.com. And I think those guys might know what they're talking about. In Texas A&M's junior outfielder, Jace Laviolette. Now, as a freshman in 2023, Jace immediately burst onto the college baseball scene. He hit 287 as a freshman while belting 10 doubles and 21 home runs. He's got a weird mix of power and speed. Like, you don't see big guys move as fast as he usually does. And he backed that up with an even more impressive sophomore season where he hit 305 with 16 doubles and 29 home runs. And he played most of the postseason banged up, but he still robbed home runs. He still hit home runs in the College World Series. He's just a super dynamic player and a ton of fun to watch. Now, one thing that I think makes Jace unique is a lot of players, if they were in his position, they would feel a lot of pressure. They would, you know, be locked in. They probably don't talk to media as much. But the thing that I really like about Jace is he's really just truly out there to have a good time. Now, granted, it is way easier to have a good time if you're batting 305 and hitting 29 home runs a season. And I'm not just saying, oh, he looks like he's having fun because he's winning a bunch. But even when like times are tough or when he's not having a great day at the plate, the camera will always cut to him. He's laughing. He's being a great teammate. He's just, you know, he's got a contagious energy that I really think helped the Aggies last season and will help them again here in 2025. But that's enough talking about Jace. Now let's talk to him and hear from the man himself. But first, a quick ad from our sponsors. Now, this podcast actually is fully sponsored by BigDonkeyBrand.com, the place you can go to get all the college baseball merch. Have you been walking around town and you're like, man, I wish everybody knew. I wish I had a shirt or a hat that told everyone how rad I think college baseball is. Well, great news for you. BigDonkeyBrand.com has gotten you covered for all your shirts, sweatshirts, hat needs to get you all geared up to be ready for the 2025 college baseball season. Now that that's out of the way, let's hear from Jace. We have Texas A&M's Jace Laviolette. Jace, how are you doing today?
I mean, I can't complain. Just got back from duck hunting this morning. So,
and you were showing me around the room you're in before we got recording, and you know on a duck hunting trip.
Hey, that's a little messed up. Come on.
Look. I'm not saying it's your room. But yeah, you are.
I'll show it around again. I mean, so I'm at my uncle's house right now, and he's got some helmet. I don't know who it's signed by, and then he's got this. Yeah, I don't know who it's signed by, and then obviously the cruise. Yeah.
So you're behind enemy lines as it sits right now.
Well, I'm far behind them. Far.
Now, we talked before about your recruiting journey, and of course, you had originally committed to one school, ended up at another. I did not realize your uncle was such a huge fan. What was his reaction like to that?
I don't actually know. He didn't really text me or anything, or just like, all right, that's cool. now he's like a big time, like he's a diehard Aggie too. Like he watches every single game we play. We were watching the A&M game last night, actually the football game, and I mean, I think he was cheering louder than I was. I was like, hey. Calm down.
Let's relax a little bit. Now, of course, we're messing around. We're talking about it, but you've done a lot since we last spoke. And one of the main things is you played in Omaha. So what was your Omaha experience like for you?
Unbelievable. I mean, hopefully it's not a once in a lifetime opportunity, but if it is, it was. I mean, it's hard to put into words, man. I mean, you got to do it. I still see your interview of the dip and dots thing. I mean, I still crack up at that all the time.
but it finds you.
It does. It was so fun. I mean, there's no better baseball that you can play. There's no better atmosphere that you can be in besides Olson Field on a Friday, Saturday night. So, I mean.
I'm with you. Those are both phenomenal environments. I've experienced them both. I probably would argue I had a better time at Olson Field than I did at Omaha, just because
it's a special place, man. It really is. It's tough to find anywhere else in the country that's like that.
Yeah, it really is special. The cult vibe is there in such a good way. I'm bought in.
You can't. That's actually funny. I can't even say anything about that. Hey, man, you know what? If you want to say we're a cult, I'll say we are, and we're the best cult in the nation. So who cares?
Look, it's not like it's one of the cults that a Netflix documentary is going to come out about, like, look at how bad this was. It's going to be like, hey, this is actually sick. Everybody loves college baseball and college sports.
Well, it's to the point where it's like you can't understand it until you've actually lived it. Like, you don't understand being in Aggieland and like what it means and what it's about and how you feel whenever you're actually in it until you get to live it. And then it's like, okay, like, yeah, this is actually the best school in the nation. Like, the people, whenever they say it, they aren't lying.
Yeah, and by cult, I mean that in the most endearing way I possibly can, because like if the cult is, hey, we like college athletics and we're going to be nice to people, sign me up. Sign
Come
me
on.
up. How could
Yeah.
you hate on that, you
And we're
know?
really good food.
Oh,
Please.
can't beat it. I got a lot of free food and I still have dreams about it.
Please.
Cooper's Barbecue, I'll happily give them a
Oh,
free ad.
best barbecue you can find in College State. Honestly, it's damn near in Texas, so it's pretty special.
It's a good spot, but getting back kind of on track here, outside of the baseball games in Omaha, did you have a favorite part
Favorite park?
or a favorite part of the Omaha
Part
experience
of
outside of baseball?
I'd say just kind of getting to like go around and see, like, there wasn't much to the city, but like being in Omaha, like whenever Omaha's going on and being in the city as it's happening, like, I think it's definitely a different feeling in that city whenever that's happening. So it's pretty cool just to walk around and see all the different people, see all the different like things that you could go do. I don't know. I feel like we played baseball, and then all of a sudden, after that was done, I kind of got to be a little tourist too. So, you know, and go enjoy. Actually, my favorite part, other than us playing, was to go watch other teams play. That was pretty cool to me. Just to like sit there and like take it in, and like, because I feel like whenever you're playing, yeah, you take it in, but you also realize like what you're doing, so you kind of have a different motive on your mind. But like whenever you're just sitting there in the stands with everybody else, and like you're just looking around and you're like, whoa, there's a lot of people that are watching these games.
No, you're so spot on. I feel like as players, you're just pounded with the idea of like, hey, we can't get complacent. We can never dwell on where we're at because we got places to go. But that's honestly the perfect time. I was a big time dweller, but just being at those other teams' games where they're playing, it's like, dang, this is sick. Like being a fan is cool.
I had so many people come up to me and they go, are you Jack Caglione? And so I text, dude, everybody thinks I'm you. And we started laughing, and so I was like, no, I'm not, like, I'm sorry, like, do you know where he's at? No, I don't, I'm sorry. And so the day after, like, we watched that game, and then I went again to watch another. And people came up to me again, are you Jack Caglione? And I was just like, yeah, I am. And so I was taking pictures with all these kids as Jack Caglione. I texted him, I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, man, but I've taken so many pictures as you. And he was like, dude, please keep doing that. I love it. And
No, that's
I think about it, I was like, dude, I wonder what these kids would think whenever they look at their phone later and go, wait, that's not him. Like, who is this guy?
I wonder what their reaction's going to be when they realize, like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's another big name. Like, I was one letter off. I was one letter short of the actual name
Right.
or one letter long
Yeah.
or however it is. I'm terrible at math and dyslexic. So that's not working out. The joke's not working for me. But
That joke's not working. I'm literally the same way.
yeah, you pick up what I'm putting down. But we stayed at the same hotel and the lobby was just always packed with the Aggie faithful. Were you surprised at all with how well A&M traveled?
No, I'm telling you, like, you begin to just know, like, you kind of have that feeling. But as it became more and more cool and more surreal as we kind of made it deeper and deeper and deeper, and like all of a sudden, like, yeah, there was like 500 to 1,000 people there, and then all of a sudden there's like 3,000, 4,000, five, and like you just can't move, and I'm like, whoa, this is pretty special.
Yeah, it was packed in like sardines. I get anxious in big crowds, but I was like, this is actually awesome. Like, I wasn't even anxious for a little bit.
It's great.
Now, another thing, another person who was able to travel was Braden Montgomery, which I know the NCAA is always here and there about who can and cannot travel to postseason events and things like that. Was anyone surprised that he made the trip out?
No, I mean, I think that you go through a whole year and he made an impact as big as he did, right? I think that even if they said he can't travel, I think he would have been there. I think we all just would have been like, no, he's coming. Like, what do you mean he can't travel? No, like he
They,
can't, and he will.
what was it like just to be around a guy? Because I feel like the vibes he brought with him were just so positive. I've only talked to him a handful of times, but each time I walked away feeling way happier than before I spoke to him. So what
Yeah.
was it like to be around him for a whole year?
It was fun. He always made fun of you whenever you were sucking and told you were really good whenever you're doing good. So, I mean, I think that's how our whole team was last year. Like, it didn't really matter. Like, we all just kind of made fun of each other, to be honest. It was a little weird, but it worked out.
Like that's honestly, I think that's the most effective form of criticism and the best
Oh,
way to implement change too.
you have to laugh. You have to laugh.
Like it's just one of those things where it's like, and that's in any ball player's nature. It's like, look, we have negative thoughts about ourselves all the time. We might as well have negative thoughts about someone else because the game will beat you down. The game will beat you down for sure. And so I feel like, when it's coming from a friend, from a place of love, makes it way easier.
To take it, way easier to like take it for yourself. So it was fun.
Now, another part of Omaha that I thought was really sick was you robbing what would have been a go-ahead home run against Florida. So what was that like for you to experience that, just to be like, nope, rejected. Like anywhere else, probably a home run.
I think that was the first I guess robbery I've ever had, and it was so I feel I the some of the people were like, oh, like look at how he didn't celebrate like right after he caught it. No, I was going bananas out there. The camera just didn't catch it. I was yeah. Just yeah. I was numb in that moment. Like literally I don't even remember it. Like it was insane. It was once in a lifetime type of thing, and it was pretty special.
So I think we already know the answer to this next question, but I wrote it down and I'm committed to following my notes. Would you rather rob a big home run or hit a big home run?
Oh, I do hit a big home. Yeah, I think you knew it, 100%. I want to trot around those bases and yep.
No, without a doubt.
It
It just seems like the best feeling in the world.
is. It is. It. I mean, I don't know. That question really wouldn't work for you because that would make no sense.
Yeah, I would rather do both or just have the athletic capability to do one at least once, even if it's a minor home run. I think that would be fun.
Hit it.
Just like it's a blowout in a midweek game. That would be a great time for me to hit a home run, because I got my at bat.
For sure.
Do I think I'd get around the bases in under 4 minutes? Probably not.
No way.
One.
But that's fine. Walk.
Yeah, it's look, I did it. I feel like every home run should be pimped. As a pitcher, I was like, yeah, go ahead and pimp a home run. You did the hardest thing to do in all of sports,
Right.
and you did it exceptionally well. Let people watch, let them know about it a little bit.
I somewhat agree, but I can't do it. It sometimes it happens out of nowhere whenever like in a big moment or something, but normally I try and just get out of the box and go.
Well, with you, that would just take up way too much time throughout a season, because then maybe it would be a one-time thing, one time 4 minutes, for
You should make it 4 minutes. You should the slowest walk ever.
there will be a somersault involved for sure.
Cartwheel around, like that's how you touch the bags, cartwheels throughout the whole
Yeah, the little bench warmers guy touching home plate, just way easier.
just
Or
lay.
wait.
That'd be
Way
awesome.
too much theatrics. Now, switching gears a little bit, after Omaha, obviously A&M didn't really leave the news cycle. As fans, we all got to see how you guys were feeling about coaches leaving, kind of where your spirits were at. But was there anything like behind the scenes? What was the vibe like of the team while all these coaching changes were going on?
It was good. It was we wanted to stick together as we were trying to make everything possible to make sure everybody stayed, and it was a blessing in disguise. So we can't really complain too much about what happened. At the end of the day, he had to make a decision to betterment his family, which, all right, go ahead. The only reason people were mad was because it was at a school that not many people liked. So
Yeah, no, obviously the rivalry there is going to make that decision tough. But one thing that really stood out was y'all were almost instantly in Coach Early's corner. What was it about him that you guys were like, hey, this should be the next guy?
He's the best. I think that's it. Little one-liner.
Plain and
Best.
simple. Hey, it works, you know? Now, he did have that one. Like just a little bit of time where he had gone to Texas and he made his comeback. How much crap have y'all given him for that?
You know what? Zero, but I'm about to start doing that actually. I might
Oh
right after this and be
no.
like, yo, I just kind of thought about this. Happy
Oh
Thanksgiving, but
no. Don't reveal that it was because of me. Do it this week, text him this week, and the episode will come out next week and we'll be good.
then I'll be
Yeah,
like,
it's
hey, this is where I got it from.
yeah, because I mean, you're talking about, hey, we gave each other crap and that's what made us better. So it's like, I feel like he'd probably catch flag, but I never know. I never know. On Twitter, obviously, I
Oh,
saw different accounts going back and forth about
at me that I forgot I ever did or said, and I'd be like, well, yep, you got me there.
it.
So
It's the people who remember are always the hardest to
hardest
give crap
hardest.
to, you know, because it's like, stop being smart, man.
Bad about me, I don't remember anything. So it's like throw it at me and I've got nothing on you.
It's like, all right, I'll try my hardest, but like I can't compete with this guy.
Like shot. He remembers everything. I don't even try.
Oh.
It's like, all right, yeah, whatever. You're gonna say something I did probably about a year ago that I don't even remember that somehow you remember, but I'm gonna deny. Deny, deny, deny.
Yeah, and it's like, look, I don't have enough information to refute what you're saying, but I sure would like to, you know?
Exactly.
Now you're bringing up shot, and I got to ask you about another Ivy League transfer because you guys just keep bringing in smart and good at baseball guys. What's Wyatt Hensler been like with you?
What a different cat. I mean, he's very intelligent and he lets know about it. It's unbelievable. All he talks about is how good he is at school, how good he's at school, and how good he is at baseball. Hey, see, I'm kind of doing like a little Hayden Schott thing here, and I'm kind of liking it. I get why Hayden likes this so much, because that's not true at all. And he says so much things that aren't true about me. I'm letting everybody know now. Because I
Jace
know
tells all.
do one. Yeah, literally, Jace tells all. I know y'all are gonna do one here soon. He's probably gonna say something that's just not true at all that everybody likes to believe. But no, yeah, people need to stop listening to him. Yeah, he's funny, but it's all a lie.
It's
Take it with a grain
he
of
sits
salt.
on the throne of lies.
Literally, take it with a grain of salt. He's gonna see this, and I can't. I might have to like record him watching this next week.
I would love to see the reaction, see how you get him fired up.
Oh, I can't.
Switching gears just a little bit. Now that you're back on campus, you've had fall ball, you guys have gone through it, you're back on Thanksgiving break now. So what has the fall been like for you? Because I know last season you were playing a little bit banged up. Have you gotten back to like 100%? Did you take it slow at all? Or what's that been like?
Yeah, I'm good now. Got a little banged up this fall, which is fine, and then got back to 100%, and now it's all about getting ready to go play another long season.
Yeah, you've always seemed like one of those guys where it's like, if something's happening, who cares? Who
Yeah,
cares? I'm gonna figure it out.
it'll all be good. At the end of the day, it's just baseball. It's a game that I get to play for fun and enjoy and love, and I'm not gonna stress over something that genuinely is out of my control. So,
Without a doubt, and kind of going along with that perspective and that mental makeup, obviously there's a ton of talk about the draft. You gotta, I'm sure you hear like, oh, this publication thinks you're gonna go first, or this publication thinks you're gonna go wherever. What has it been like just having that extra noise to play with? Because I never experienced that. I knew exactly what I was gonna do. I knew 3 years from now or 3 years from my career ending, I'd be podcasting out of a closet. So it was way less pressure, but what's it like having those expectations on you?
yeah, I mean, I'd be a fool to say like, oh, I don't see it or I don't hear it and all that. Like, I think that would be an eyewash answer. But at the end of the day, I also think, I still think it's just baseball and it's still a game that I get to play every day because I love, not because it's, I don't have to go prove something to anyone or myself. I just have to go enjoy what I do genuinely. It's not like a, oh, I'm this, so I got to go overdo this, or I'm this, so I got to, no, like, and Mike, me and Mike had a, we sat down and had a conversation about it. We were like, dude, there's like, just be you, like, be who you are. Like, don't, like, he was like, yeah, obviously you're going to care, but like, do what you did last year. Try not to care as much as possible, but also still care. Like, there's a line of, I'm not going to say it, but there's a GAF line, and you got that fine one, you know?
Exactly. That's a phenomenal answer, and I feel like when you just keep the game fun, that's when things really work out. As soon as you start thinking and trying to make it complex.
Yeah, whenever you want other people to do well and you just want the team to win, it takes all the pressure off of yourself to do well. And now all you care about is winning. Once that happens, then it's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, and then the chips just kind of fall as they may. And I feel like, once you do that, it's going to be a pretty cool spot where the chips fall for you. And I'm excited for that for you. Now, last question before I let you go. I appreciate you taking the time because, again, you're on break. This is a time, it's a rare
Oh.
time where you don't really have to think about baseball and stuff like that. And some idiot comes in and is like, hey, come talk about baseball for 20 to 30 minutes.
I love it.
So, last question, absolute layup. What makes you happiest?
What makes me happiest? What are we going here? Are we going in general, like life? Or are we going, what avenue am I going down here?
Honestly, whatever avenue you want. I do get a lot of people understand that a lot of people like spending time with their family. I'm with that. I understand it. You can go with that answer. I don't want to put words in your mouth. So I kind of actually want to say I'm taking that answer off the table for you because I want to pick your brain beyond.
No, yeah, I love spending time with my family, man.
Right. What makes you second happiest?
I would say kind of what I'm doing right now. Kind of getting away from the game and actually just so I'm at this camp I'm at, I don't have any cell service. I don't have any anything. It's like I'm pretty much MIA for these past 3 days. I couldn't text, couldn't call, and I mean it was pretty nice. Like my literally I don't even know if I used my phone once. It's sitting on the bedside table, and I don't even look at it because I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna get any text or call, so there's no point. Just kind of getting away from anything and everything.
So when you're getting away, do you like listen to music at all, or is it just like, all right, we're at our peace, we're just relaxing?
Oh yeah, this morning we were sitting in the duck blind, and I was obviously playing some country music.
All right, yes. I feel like if you were away not listening to music, that's kind of like, okay, this is.
A little weird. Like we'd be talking about like maybe this guy needs some like help.
Yeah, we might be changing up the thing I said about the Netflix not doing a cult documentary about bad things, because that
That'd
would
be a
be
little weird
intense.
for sure. That'd be
Well,
intense.
Jace, I'll let you get back to going to doing what makes you second happiest. Thank you
Yeah.
so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.